Please turn again to Acts chapter 7. Very simply this evening at the close of our gospel service, I want to draw your attention to the death of Stephen. And I want to base my remarks in the last two verses of this chapter, Acts chapter 7, verses 59 and 60. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Let's bow again in prayer. Ask the Lord for his help as we come to consider God's word tonight. Child of God, you pray. Pray for those especially in the meeting who are not saved, that the Lord will speak to their hearts this evening through his precious word. And if you're not saved, I would say to you, listen very carefully to God's precious word again tonight. The Bible says, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. You need to get right with God now, not tomorrow, not at some later date, but tonight. For we don't know what a day may bring forth. And we would impress upon you the urgency, therefore, of making your peace with God. The opportunity will not always be there. The day of grace will come to an end, and the day of judgment will come thereafter. And that's why you need to seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. And we would exhort you, indeed we would plead with you, call upon the Lord tonight. Father in heaven, we thank thee for the message of the gospel. We thank thee for thy truth. And O God, we pray this evening that you would speak to hearts in this service. Speak to men and women who are still halting between two opinions. And Lord, we pray that you'll call them with that effect you'll call. We thank thee, Lord, that they may be able to resist the voice of the preacher. But Lord, they can't resist the strivings of the Holy Spirit when he calls them effectively. And Lord, we pray for that work of God's grace in their lives, even tonight, that you would save them eternally. Oh God, we pray that they might turn from their sin and seek the Lord, even tonight. We thank thee, Lord, for this incident that we have in Acts chapter 7. O God, we praise thee for the testimony that Stephen had. Not only do we thank thee for the way he lived, but we thank thee for the way he died. And O God, we pray that each and every one of us here gathered in this service tonight would not only live like Stephen, but that we would die like Stephen. That we would die with our confidence in the God of glory. O God, we praise thee for those tonight who are here, who are saved. We thank thee, Lord, that we can read our title clear to mansions in the sky. O God, we pray, however, for those who are still unsaved, no assurance of God's salvation. O God, I pray that you would have mercy upon them. Draw them to Christ. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Therefore, to this end, pray that you'll fill us now with your gracious Holy Spirit. For it's in Jesus' precious name we ask it. Amen. This portion of Scripture, of course, records for us the death of Stephen. Who was Stephen? Well, Stephen was a child of God, and if you're familiar with his life story as it is recorded in the book of Acts, you will know that in Acts chapter 6 he was appointed a deacon in the church at Jerusalem. The Bible tells us that Stephen was a man who was full of faith and of power, a man who was full of the Holy Ghost. Indeed, he was one who did great wonders and miracles among the people by the power of God. Therefore, Stephen was a man who loved the Lord, and a man who served the Lord with all his heart and with all his mind. At the end of Acts chapter 6, We read of Stephen being arrested by the Jewish authorities. They accused Stephen of speaking blasphemous words against Moses and against God. Of course, these accusations were false. But such was the hatred against Stephen that these false accusers stirred up the people against God's servant, with the result that false witnesses were set up to speak lies about Stephen. The beginning of Acts chapter 7, Stephen gets the opportunity to speak in his defense before the Jewish Sanhedrin. We haven't read the verses tonight, but you take the time when you go home to read them, and you will find that from Acts chapter 7 verse 2 until Acts chapter 7 verse 53, Stephen records the history of Israel from God calling Abraham out of the Ur of the Chaldees until the coming of the Messiah. At the end of Stephen's defense, he condemned the Jewish authorities for rejecting the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah. It was at this point that they rose up in anger against Stephen. They cast him out of the city and they stoned him to death. And we have read the words at the end of Acts chapter 7 where Stephen was martyred for the faith. Indeed, he was the first martyr of the New Testament church. This evening, as we come to the end of our gospel service, very simply, I want to draw your attention to the death of Stephen. Specifically, I want you to consider with me how this man died. Men and women, death is coming for us all. Therefore, if you're not saved tonight, I want you to listen very carefully to this message. Now, I believe it's a message that will bless and encourage the saints of God. But I do pray that it will be a message that will challenge the hearts of those in this gospel service who are not saved by the grace of God. And I pray that even as we study this portion of Scripture, and as we look at the death of Stephen, that God will take his word and apply it to your heart, particularly if you're found in this meeting without Christ, without God, and without hope. How did Stephen die? Well, first of all, I want you to notice very simply that Stephen died young. We're not told exactly what age Stephen was when he died, but I think we can safely say that Stephen was in the prime of life when he died. He certainly was not an old man who was drawing near to the end of a long life. I believe that physically he was young and full of energy. His life, humanly speaking, was far from over. If he had not been martyred in Acts chapter 7, Stephen, I believe, humanly speaking, would have lived for many years. But the truth is, Stephen was cut off in the prime of life. Look what it says in verse 59. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. Men and women, the simple truth that I want to get across to you here is this. Death can come at any age. You don't have to be old and grey-headed and full of years to die. Death can take the young as well as the old. Death can take the healthy as well as the sick. And maybe there's a young person here tonight, full of life and youthful energy, and you believe that you have many years left to live upon this earth. Well, I hope that will be the case. I pray that God will spur you for many years to come. But the truth is, young people die. And here we have an example in Acts chapter 7, I believe, of a young man dying. Of course, there are many examples throughout the Bible of young people dying. In Luke chapter 8, Jairus' young daughter died. In 1 Kings 17, the widow of Zarephath's child died in the days of Elijah. In 2 Kings 4, the son of the Shunammite woman died in the days of Elisha. In Genesis 4, Abel was only a young man when his life was taken. Abner, in 2 Samuel chapter 3, died in the prime of life. And in Acts chapter 20, a young man fell out of a window and died named Eutychus when he was listening to the preaching of the Apostle Paul. Therefore, when we study the Scriptures, when we look at the Word of God, when we compare Scripture with Scripture, the truth is that young people die. And in Acts chapter 7, Stephen's life is taken from him, I believe, when he was in the prime of his life. Young person, tonight, your life can be taken from you. You don't have to be old to die. And while you may want to live to a good old age, the truth is we know not the day of our death. God's appointment of death may come to you sooner than you may think. That's why the Bible says it is appointed unto men once to die. The Bible tells us in Job chapter 14 and verse 5 that God hath appointed our bounds that we cannot pass. And that's why you need to be saved tonight. That's why you need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior. And we'll certainly be saying more about that just in a moment. But I want you to see this simple truth. I want you to see this simple fact that Stephen died when he was young. Stephen died when he was in the prime of life. Stephen died when, humanly speaking, he had many years to live. Now, notice something else here. Notice that Stephen died suddenly. When Stephen was martyred, his death, I believe, was a shock to the church. Everything was going so well in the church at Jerusalem. Indeed, the church in Jerusalem was passing through times of blessing and revival. Look at chapter 6 of the book of Acts with me in verse 7. And you read these words. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient to the faith. Here we have the church in revival. Here we have God blessing his word as it is being preached in Jerusalem. And you'll notice if you take a look at verse 8 that Stephen himself was being used by God in a mighty way in the work of God at this time. Look what it says in verse 8 of Acts chapter 6. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Humanly speaking, Stephen had great potential to be used of God for many years to come. Therefore, when his life was taken in Acts chapter 7, it was a great shock to the Christians at Jerusalem. Indeed, look what it says there in Acts chapter 8 and the verse 2. It says, and devout men carried Stephen to his burial, and they made great lamentation over him. The sudden death of Stephen caused great lamentation and great sorrow in the church. Men and women, death can not only come to the young, but death can come suddenly to any of us. One minute you can be alive, the next minute you can be dead. Stephen was alive one minute and he was dead the next minute. Take a look there at verse 60. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. We should never presume, therefore, that we have many years still to live upon this earth. In fact, the Bible says, as a familiar text, I'm sure, to us in Proverbs 27, verse 1, boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. In James 4, verse 14, another familiar verse to us, it says, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow, for what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time, and then vanisheth away. Not everyone has a deathbed. Not everyone lies dying for a long period of time at the end of a long life. Indeed, for many, death comes suddenly. What if death was to come your way tonight? What if the death angel was to come and remove you from this scene of time this evening? How would it be with your soul? Oh, these are simple points. But these are truths that we need to emphasize, I believe, when coming to consider this passage of Scripture this evening in the Gospel. And I want everyone here tonight, especially those who are not saved, to listen to these simple truths. And I pray that God will take them and write them upon your heart and write them upon your soul. You don't have to be old to die. Young people die. And you can die suddenly. Very suddenly. Indeed, the Bible says, because there is wrath, beware lest he take thee away with his stroke. God can step into your life very, very quickly, my dear unsaved friend. And he can remove you from this scene of time. And what a sad day that would be for you if you died without Christ as your own and personal Savior. That's why we exhort you this evening to come and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus. But notice something else here. Stephen not only died young, he not only died suddenly, but he died prepared. Stephen may have died young and he may have died suddenly, but he died prepared. He died knowing Jesus Christ as his Savior. He died in full assurance that he was going to heaven. He died with his confidence in Christ as his Redeemer and in Christ alone. Look with me there at verse 55. You'll read these words. But he, that is Stephen, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, behold, I see the heavens open and the Son of God standing on the right hand of God. And look at verse 59 again. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God, saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. You know, it's interesting to note that the first time Stephen is mentioned in the Bible, it says that he was a man of faith. I wonder, did you notice that? Acts chapter 6, look with me there at verse 5, and you'll read these words, and what wonderful words they are. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen. First time he's mentioned in the Bible. A man full of faith. So here's an individual who had his faith firmly fixed in Christ. He was saved, in other words. He was born again of the Spirit of God. And the second time he's mentioned in the Bible, Stephen's faith is spoken of. Again, look at verse 8 again. And Stephen, full of faith. This was a man who had his faith in Jesus Christ as his Savior. He was a man who had experienced the new birth. He had been born from above. Therefore, when Stephen came to die at the end of Acts chapter 7, although he died in the prime of life, although he was young, although his death was sudden and it was a shock to the church, Stephen was well prepared for death because he knew the Lord Jesus Christ as his own and personal Redeemer. My friend, let me ask you the question tonight. Are you prepared for death? Is your faith in the person and work of Jesus Christ, have you experienced the new birth? You remember what the Lord Jesus Christ said to Nicodemus. He said, ye must be born again. Because Stephen was prepared for death, he was not afraid when death came. Look how calm Stephen was at the moment of death. And of course, we can see that in the words of our text in verse 59 and 60. Stephen here is being stoned to death. And they stoned Stephen, calling upon God and saying, Lord Jesus, receive my spirit. And he knelt down and cried with a loud voice. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He had no fear of death, because he knew the moment he would die that it would be absent from the body and present with the Lord. He had the assurance that he was on his way to heaven. I wonder tonight, will you die like that? Young person, older person, man or woman, boy or girl, when you come to die, Will you die in Christ? Will you die as a saved person? Will you die knowing that when you take your last breath upon this earth that it'll be absent from the body and present with the Lord? My, he had no fear. Is any wonder that the psalmist David could say when thinking about death, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." And it's an interesting fact, when you study the death of God's servants down through the history of the Bible, they all died knowing that they were going home to see their Lord and their Master. They all knew with confidence, not because there was anything good in them, but because of what Christ had done for them, that they were going home to glory. This is how you're to die. If you want to go to heaven, you must have a personal relationship with Christ and be saved for time and for eternity. You see, if you're prepared to die, it doesn't matter when you die, and it doesn't matter how you die. It doesn't matter whether you die young or whether you die old. It doesn't matter whether you're stoned to death or whether you die in some type of an accident. It doesn't matter. Because the moment you close your eyes in death, you're with the Lord. And that was Stephen's experience. Indeed, when Stephen came to die, he got a vision, a clear vision of the resurrected Christ. And we're going to say more about that just in a moment. Oh, my friend, if you're not saved tonight, you need to prepare for death. That's your greatest need this evening. Your greatest need is not thinking about tomorrow. It's not thinking about what you're going to do with your life. It's not thinking about what you're going to do as far as your education is concerned. Your greatest need tonight is to prepare for death and for eternity. Because death and eternity could come for you before you get into higher education, or before you get that job you're planning, or before you get to old age. Well, we all like to believe that we're going to live to old age. But the truth is, all of us are not going to live to old age. Some of us will, but some of us won't. And that's why tonight you need to be ready for death. "Be ye also ready." That's what the Bible says. "For the Son of Man cometh in an hour when ye think not." Oh, I pray this evening that the Lord will speak to your heart and that the Lord will so reveal unto you your need of Jesus Christ. Here was a young man, and his faith was firmly fixed in Christ. And the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved." And that's what you need to do tonight. You need to come and be saved. You need to trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Redeemer. But notice something else here. Not only did Stephen die young, not only did he die suddenly, not only did he die prepared, which is the most important, but you'll notice, I believe we can say, Stephen died glorifying God. Stephen's death glorified God. Now, we have to say at this point that Stephen's death was all in the will of God, because God makes no mistakes as far as his people are concerned. In the sovereign will of God, Stephen's life was to be martyred at this point. Therefore, we can say, child of God, that our lives are in the hands of the Lord. Whatever is going to happen to us tomorrow, the moment we're going to leave this earth, it's all been planned by the Lord. But there's no doubt that when you study this passage of Scripture, that Stephen's death did indeed glorify God. In his death, he was a witness to the resurrected Christ. Those who stoned Stephen to death did not believe that Jesus Christ was the Messiah, and they would not accept that Jesus Christ had risen again from the dead. But Stephen, as he spoke his last words, testified
to the resurrected Christ. Look again with me at verse 55. And he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God, and said, "Behold, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God." What a testimony. Moments before being stoned to death, Stephen testified to the fact that Jesus Christ had not only died, but that he had risen again. In his death, it's interesting to note also, look at verse 60, that he held no grudges or spite. Those who were stoning him, the Bible says that Stephen prayed for them. Look what it says in verse 60, and he knelt down and cried with a loud voice, "Lord, lay not this sin to their charge." Underline those words. And when he had said this, he fell asleep. He held no spite against those who were stoning him to death. And in his death, he submitted himself to the will of his heavenly Father. That's what we have there in verse 59. He doesn't utter any complaint. He doesn't try to run. He doesn't try to fight back. No, look what it says in verse 59. And they stoned Stephen. And as they stoned him, Stephen called upon God, saying, "Lord Jesus, receive my spirit." Stephen knew that his time had come when he would go home to heaven. What a testimony. Stephen left. Not only did his life shine out for God, and there's no doubt that when you study chapter 6 and we have made some references to the type of man that he was before his death, his life did shine out for God, but his death shone out for the Lord as well. You know, the Bible says that precious in the sight of the Lord are the death of his saints. It was the Apostle Paul who said that not only had he a desire to live for Christ, but he had a desire indeed to die for Christ. "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Oh, I wonder, friend, when you come to die, how will you die? You may die young, you may die old. You may die suddenly. You may lie in a hospital bed for months before you die. An old person. But will you die prepared? And will you die glorifying God? Will your testimony so shine out for Christ when you come to breathe your last that others standing around will have to confess, "This was a man of God. This was a woman of God." We're not told what Stephen's persecutors said about him. They didn't want to hear him preach. They didn't want to hear him speak. But I'll tell you this, there's not one of them could have denied that Stephen died well. And on the day of judgment, they will all have to testify before the God of glory that Stephen died well. The way Stephen died was never forgotten. Was never forgotten. Keep your hand in Acts chapter 8 for a moment and turn over to Acts chapter 22. Here we have Paul giving his testimony. And many years later, as Paul gives his testimony, he refers to the death of Stephen. Take a look with me there at verse 19. "First of all, and I said, Lord, they know that I am imprisoned and beat in every synagogue them that believed on thee. And when the blood of thy martyr Stephen was shed, I also was standing by." Here we have Paul's testimony many years later of Stephen's death. And what a testimony Stephen bore here. Paul here could say that Stephen died a martyr. He died a faithful servant of God. That's what Paul is saying here. He died well. And of course, Paul should know how Stephen died, because Paul was there. Turn back again to Acts chapter 7. Look with me there at verse 58. And they cast him out of the city, that was Stephen, and stoned him. And the witnesses laid down their coats at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. Look at verse 1 of chapter 8. And Saul was consenting unto his death. Saul was the ringleader. He was consenting unto his death. He was the main persecutor. And he gave his voice against Stephen. Isn't it remarkable? Isn't it remarkable that although Saul of Tarsus was the persecutor and the instigator of Stephen's death and consented unto his death, that shortly after the death of Stephen that the Lord Jesus saved Saul of Tarsus and made him a trophy of grace. Oh, men and women, tonight let me tell you, the Lord can save the vilest offender who truly believes that moment of Jesus that cleansing receives. I don't care what sin you've committed tonight. I don't care how far down the road of iniquity you have traveled this evening. Thank God the Lord can save you. And he can take your life up and he can use it for his glory as he did Saul of Tarsus. But Stephen died well, didn't he? He died well. In his death, as in his life, he brought glory and honour to the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, child of God, I pray that we'll not only live well, but I pray that when we come to die, that we will die well. That we will leave our last breath upon this earth in his hands. And that we will yield to his will. And not fight against his will. Stephen did not fight against the will of God. But for those of you who are not saved, this message in the main has been to you. How will you die? Will you die glorifying God and praising the Lord for saving your soul? Will you die getting a vision of the resurrected Christ, knowing that you're on your way to heaven? Will you die in full assurance that you have been born again of the Spirit of God? Oh, I pray that you will die with a soul ready for heaven. If your soul is not ready for heaven, if you have never made your peace with God, make your peace with God tonight. Now is the accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. Strive to enter in at the straight gate. The Bible tells us that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. And my prayer is that this Scripture tonight will profit your heart. And if you're not saved, that you will step out for Christ. And even this evening, that you will turn from your sin and seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. But remember this, it is appointed unto man once to die. Your appointment with death has been set. You don't know when it is. I don't know when it is. But God knows when it is. It could be tomorrow. It could be next week. It could be next year. It could be 20 years from now. It could be longer. The problem is, but we don't know. That's why salvation is urgent. That's why you need to make your peace with God tonight. Oh, come to the Savior. Make no delay. Come and trust him this evening as your own and personal Redeemer. And then you'll be ready for heaven. And not only will you be ready for heaven, but you'll be prepared for the death angel. You'll be prepared for the last enemy. You'll be prepared for the appointment that will see your soul ushered out into the eternity of God. But thank God, if you're saved, that eternity will be a bliss eternity. For it will be an eternity with Christ forever. Let us all pray.